Hello, gamers, and welcome to the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade, episode 111, the 111, or whatever that means. I'm your host, Dominic Stallworth, and with me is my co-host, Daniel Nicholson.
That means whatever you want it to mean, Dominic.
I feel like there's something that's 111. Maybe it's Vault 111 I seen, remember seeing there somewhere.
Or we're just the 100, we're the number one podcast three times over.
Yeah. Every night in the 111th.
Hush your mouth. These people believe whatever we say. We're the number one podcast.
So what's been going on, man?
Nothing much. Just, you know, a decent week. It's been nice outside.
So yeah, it's been nice. Been like, it's only been avoiding one. The last 2 days. Well, today and yesterday is going to probably be one of the hottest. But it should be okay from new and forward, though. We shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
As far as super heat waves.
Yeah. It's officially winter now.
Yeah.
It's snowing tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm loving. It's people back in school this week. Well, whenever they don't get out early because of the
heat.
I'm
not loving that because for some reason during the summer, I don't really see kids around. Maybe they go places. But as soon as the school year starts again, I start seeing kids after school again. I'm like, God damn it.
Well, see, go inside. Yeah, I guess that's yeah. Maybe in your area, see, my area, it's pretty cool. I like it when school starts.
Yeah.
Well, then again, I work overnight, so I don't hear no kids during the daytime. But this is what I don't understand, is that people complain about no air conditioning in schools. Like, can you stop starting school before Labor Day? How about you stop doing that? And then you don't have to worry about it being super fucking hot.
Yeah.
But I forgot. It was something I heard. I remember somebody mentioning years ago that it's the teachers union who asked for this. I don't know what the reason is for that. That they want to start it at the end of August before Labor Day.
Yeah.
Maybe because they want, I don't know, they want that day
maybe
off,
they
I guess.
Get out earlier.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, it makes sense that because a lot of these schools, we don't have air conditioning. And of course, these schools have no money. So, come on.
Got books from 1992 and no air conditioning.
The fucking heaters breaking down. I heard people actually leaving school early from being too cold. I never remember having that problem. I never left school too cold.
Yeah.
That was never a problem.
I remember having to wear a jacket in school.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being shut down because it was too cold.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I mean, I guess some of these rules, maybe they should have been in place. Like, I remember days when I felt like I probably shouldn't go to school, but schools weren't closed and we had to go to school because of snow. But now these days, even a city, cause I always say like, oh, county schools are out, but we're not. And then, now it was, they all both out. They're always out and out a whole lot of days more than that used to be. And thing is, that's why I say, well, you know what? Maybe they get into school. They have a year round school. I mean,
there you go.
The whole reasoning for that shit was because like, oh, the kids got to come help on the farm. Ain't no fucking farms. Nobody doing no farms. We can't even go plants if we wanted to.
We got to compete with Japan. Let's get that year-round school.
Like my old man said, he said it when I was in school. He's like, well, since I'm out of school, y'all can do year-round school.
And that's how we feel now. We're out of school. Get your ass back in there. Keep you busy off the streets.
Yeah, but we say we got to catch up with the Chinese and Japanese. Well, the Chinese anyway.
We just gotta invade. The Japanese, we gotta catch up with.
Well, I don't always say we gotta catch up, man. I mean, they can't even have a standing military. What they catch them up for?
It's not about the military, it's about them taking all our jobs.
Well, it's the same thing else, other news going on in the week. If it has been news, I haven't been paying attention much. I think there was an earthquake that happened. Oh, yeah, Italy had an earthquake. Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
Did not see that.
It's like the last time I saw it was like 257 people pronounced so far dead. But
oh wow,
who knows? It probably went up from then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a pretty bad earthquake. I don't know anything else. Well, oh yeah, about that. I guess I can go right into sports. Lochte.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was some lies he was saying. He said before.
I finally heard that story and started to understand like why he was saying that, you know, he was robbed and people were thinking it was a lie. Like it started to make more sense.
Yeah. So it's pretty wrong on both accounts. Because I mean, it's almost like they were asking for a bribe, I guess.
Yeah.
But and 11,000 was like, God damn, it's a lot of money.
How much was it?
I think I heard 11,000. That's the number I heard.
Damn, what did they do? Fucking break the toilets? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I don't even know about that. Like, so far of if that was the case, I don't know. It's but it's so fucking weird, and it looks bad. Because it's like I said, we're already making this place look bad already with the Zika, and that's a big deal in Florida now.
Yeah.
And then we with, you know, all the stuff with their plumbing, all that stuff with the Olympics. So them saying that having this happen, it was like, oh God, that doesn't make it. Like, oh, so see, we should have gone down there. He could find out it was his fault. He got drunk. He got drunk and started doing stuff. See, if he never got drunk and done any shit, none of that shit would happen. And went crazy. None of that shit would happen. And he's too old for that. He's like around my age.
Yeah.
He's definitely too old to be doing some shit like that. So, yeah, I basically blame him for that. But as far as Olympics, the U.S., I mean, like, they dominate and dominate everything. Yeah. And we talked about that last week. But they... There was a race. No, I talked about that. But I always talked about the race. Oh, but the closing ceremonies, it was pretty cool. It was actually video game related. Because Japan is getting the next Olympics.
Yeah.
And I think it's in Tokyo?
I think so.
And they're getting the next Olympics. So what they always do at the ending ceremonies is like them basically passing the torch to the next guy. And what they did had a video of like Mario. And then him jumping into a pipe, and then like a giant pipe came onto the in the stadium of the closing ceremonies, and the prime minister of Japan popped up through the pipe in like a Mario outfit.
Dressed in Mario cosplay.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. So, oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
So Japan, Tokyo's gonna be having it. So I'm curious, what's the hate gonna be for this? Like, what's the propaganda for this? Is anything gonna be bad for this one?
It's gonna be too good.
It's gonna be like, what is it? How many Japanese guys freaking committed suicide at the building of the stadium or whatever?
Oh, good lord!
I swear. I mean, that's not the big thing over there, right? Like the suicide rate is that Japan? I think it's Japan. I think it's them. That their suicide rate, I think, is like one of the highest in the world.
Really?
But I'm kind of excited for that. It's 4 more years, though. I don't know what the hell this country's going to be like in 4 years. We're going to have Trump for president. So we don't know what the hell is going on.
We're not even going to the Olympics. If it can't be in America, then we can't have it.
What else? I guess I can get baseball. Owls played the Nats for 4 games, 2 games at each other's home park. Mm-hmm. Owls won 3 of them, 3 straight. Then they lost the last one, which was expected because our top pitcher is hurt, Tillman, and he couldn't go against their top pitcher. Well, their top pitcher, I guess, would be Strasburg, who was hurt. But they surgery. They got 2 of them. While we have like barely one,
probably not even one.
Yeah, I say we got number twos. We got people who be number twos or number three. Actually, number twos or threes on other teams.
Yeah.
So we had Scherzer. He is acceptable to the long ball occasionally, but not this time. He shut us down. We didn't score no runs. But it was like, we had 3 out of 4. We kind of expected that would happen when we realized we had surgery the last game. It's like, we got one of the first 3 then. And that's what we did. And we whipped them up in 2 of them.
But at least we won the series. And
Yeah, exactly. And now we just got whipped up by the fucking Yankees last night. Which that was pretty fucking bad. And
that was really bad.
Adam Jones went out with the hamstring injury. And I don't know how bad that is, but I hope it's not. Or if it is, I just want us to lose every game from now on, so I have to focus.
I don't have to have hope.
Yeah, and it's so early. That's a lot of people say, oh, thank God. And some people are saying, like, they got lost now because, like, one guy was like, I can focus on my fantasy football. We got a draft coming up. I got a draft. And it's funny because it's freaking first two innings, man. Garrado couldn't even last. Already gave up 10 runs. I think it was 8-1 or something. I think, oh God, I don't know. I didn't even look at the score. I stopped looking at the score.
I think it was like 14-3.
I didn't even know they went that high.
That wasn't even the end.
I think it was like 12 last time I saw. But yeah. Oh, we got three.
Yep, that's the thing you get excited about.
Yeah, so hopefully we can
just show me
when the next two. What else is baseball? It's getting tight. I mean, we're still in the playoff race. I mean, we're still in the playoffs technically, but there's teams coming up big. Royals are coming up huge. They've been winning games. Hell, even Yankees are technically in it. They got quite a few people in front, but still they're technically in it. But I'm not scared of them as a threat. Because I think they have to play Toronto and Boston. I don't think they're going to beat those teams. Mm-hmm. They may beat us. God damn it. Nats are in good shape. They're not going to lose that lead. What else? Giants, they have fallen. Dodgers taken over from them. But they're still in the playoff race, but they have to watch out too. They're kind of in the same boat where the Orioles are, where they can't keep falling too far or they're going to not be in at all. Mm-hmm. And they got to win this year because this is their every other year. But Cubs are like so far ahead. It's like, man, the Cubs will win this year. It's like they're never going to win in my lifetime. But who knows how long my lifetime is? I could be gone, you know, tomorrow. Who knows?
This got dark real quick.
But I'm just saying, they're just dominating so big this year. It'd be so bad if they lost in the first round. Man, yeah. That would hurt.
So that's what's going to happen.
I kind of want to see it happen.
Put them in their place.
Yeah.
Don't forget you're still the Cubs.
What else? Oh, Wizards are having off-the-court troubles. So I know we're going to suck this year, so I definitely do not care about basketball this season.
Yeah.
Because apparently Wall and Beal are two top players. Wall said something, I think it was at a magazine. I think it was an internet site telling them how he feels that Beal needs to step it up, man. He hasn't stepped up. He's the B-star acting like a superstar or something like that. And then Beal says something, I don't know. But basically, they spout on each other, spout off at each other, I think because Wall's probably upset. Beal's technically getting paid more than him now, and Beal has not played a whole season, ever, since he's been in his league. But it's just the market now. Beal just felt he got lucky to get into the point where his contract was up and the market was high, where quite a few players got paid a lot of money. Probably a lot more than they should get paid. But that's the market now. While Wall, who's paid his ass off, is not going to be, he's not the highest paid player on the team no more. He definitely fight feels, and probably a lot of people do. He's better. And, I mean, I think he is. But like I said, Beal is always getting injured. So I'm like, darn. So already, this looked like going to be a shit season. Oh, well. I said, well, at least I wasn't really going to watch this year. And we all know how it was going to end. It's going to be fucking Cleveland and Golden State in the championship again. I don't know why we even care about these. We got to go through 82 fucking games of this. Just to see the same damn teams go. This time you got Durant up there on Golden State. I don't know who's going to win. I don't think at this point it probably doesn't even fucking matter who wins. But it's just going to be those two teams. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Football preseason shit happened. So I don't know. I haven't looked at no updates on the Redskins. They played last night, but I haven't looked up any news on them. So I don't know what's going on with that. NFL. I didn't really, really look at NFL news. I know I should be having a draft for my fantasy football coming up, but I don't know when it is. So I might be automatic draft, and I'll probably be pissed off. Well, yeah, that's it. That's basically it for sports. So, so you got anything to talk about wrestling or UFC or anything?
Yeah, so I did watch the Conor McGregor-Nate Diaz fight. That ended up going all five rounds.
So you paid, what was it, like $60?
Yeah. No, I went to the bar and saw it.
Yeah.
And
Hooters. Hooters is a good place to see it. I saw a UFC match there.
Yeah. How much of the UFC match were you actually watching?
Probably none, because I was watching. It was a football game on the same time, and I was watching that. Yeah. <I'm sorry.
laughs> But yeah, it was all right. It was really close. And it was like, you know, last time we talked about UFC, I kind of complained about stuff like it wasn't exciting because it went to a decision. And this went to a decision, but it was still exciting because there were a lot of punches thrown. They were going at each other a lot. They weren't just kind of dancing around trying to avoid each other. McGregor definitely won the first round. He was beating up Diaz. Second round, most of the round, he had him, but Nate Diaz started to catch him at the end. And then the third, fourth, and even to an extent the fifth, he had him too. Like, if you ask me, Nate Diaz probably should have won that fight. Like, it was real close, but he ended up in the later rounds just kind of catching McGregor the entire time. And it, you know, if you just look at the beginning of it where you see just clean McGregor while Nate Diaz is just bleeding from the face, you might think otherwise, but by the end of it, they were both bloody, you know, and Nate Diaz really had control a lot of that match. I was kind of surprised. A lot of people are saying, you know, they want number three now, and I wonder if that played a lot of part in the judge's decision. You know, oh, we'll give McGregor this one, that way, you know, we can get a third one. So we'll see if that happens. McGregor said he'd do it if Nate Diaz came down to, I think, like 150 or something like that. So we'll see if that happens. And then SummerSlam. You told me that you watched SummerSlam too, so I figured maybe we'd talk about that a little more than I have been talking about wrestling. Right. You didn't watch any NXT at all, did you?
No, I didn't watch none of that.
Yeah, so that was actually really good. SummerSlam was kind of disappointing. I mean, I don't even know if it was disappointing because I wasn't really expecting a whole lot. There was a lot of good wrestling, but just like as far as storytelling, it was kind of weird. So yeah, NXT was really good. But SummerSlam, like the main points, you got the Randy Orton Brock Lesnar match. That was just a really weird way to end that show because you've already had 4 hours of wrestling, probably about 2/3 of the way through by the time the John Cena AJ Styles match finished. Like, it seemed like everybody was too tired. Like, the crowd, like, at the beginning was just insane. Like, Enzo and Cass came out, they're the New York guys, you know, they're going to get a huge reaction. And then it just kind of slowly went down, like got quieter and quieter. And by the end, you have Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton end with a TKO and just Randy Orton profusely bleeding from the head. Like, it's a weird choice to end a show. Like, you usually want to end the show like on a high note, like people excited, people happy. Like, if you had put the Universal Championship match on and you have Finn Balor win and it's like, oh my goodness, Finn Balor just came up, he won this new belt, oh my goodness, we're going home happy.
Yeah.
But instead they have it end, and I understand to an extent why they had that match go on last. It has, you know, a person from each brand, so you're theoretically keeping those brands about the same level. But then if you want to look at it, you had the Universal Championship match come on before that, but you had the SmackDown heavyweight champion, whatever the fuck they're calling, the old top title, whatever they're calling that, the Dolph Ziggler-Dean Ambrose match, that happened like five matches ago.
Yeah.
They had...
Yeah, that was a lot of shit in between that match.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, the whole card itself was really weird. Because you had the women's championship match come on like second or third. Like, it was really early in the card. And then near the end...
Yeah, that was... Yeah, I was... That's why I was like, oh, this is a... See, it must be a short show. Because I was like, why is this women's championship so soon? And that was... It was still... Then they still had, what, the three tag team women. They were after. And I was like, what the hell?
Why and the only reason I can think for that, and they do it sometimes...
Like, they put like a not-so-great match in between a...
Yeah, reset like people. So like they're going off a crazy high from Finn Balor winning, and then you have
piss or something.
Yeah, then you have like the women just like, oh, they can go for their bathroom break or whatever, which is bad because, you know, we're trying to make that not a thing because of the women's revolution and all that stuff like that. But
revolution? What? I didn't hear about this. What the hell's going on? This is a head stops.
But it was just like the whole card was really weirdly paced. But and that the Brock Lesnar Randy Orton moment, just for me, it was too much. Like the night before, watching Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz, they got bloody, but holy shit! Like I saw Randy Orton, he gets a straight elbow from Brock Lesnar. Like Brock Lesnar takes off his gloves and just starts fucking ground and pounding him. And then like there's blood, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's a lot of blood. So clearly they're using a blood packet. And then like, you know, the refs are trying to stop him, trying to, you know, they end the match. And then Brock Lesnar keeps going back and attacking him. And I'm like, okay, this is just getting uncomfortable, but whatever. It's a blood packet, whatever. And then after everything's over, you see like Randy Orton crawl over to like the turnbuckle and kind of sit up in there, and you just see this huge gash in his head, and I'm like, holy fuck, like I really could not believe. And there's been
then I wonder why so there was no signal to tell like Brock Lesnar not to just chill out with the
The thing is, like, supposedly this is the way it was supposed to go. And, you know, blood's not a new thing in wrestling. Like, during the Attitude Era, people would bleed, like, this much and keep going.
I mean, I had no problem. People had a problem with blood. I mean, I had a problem with blood in real life. I fucking hate it. I hate when I see, like, it's like parts of the body where I see bleeding, like the wrist, and, like, the back of the ankle. I hate that. But when I, it nosebleeds. I fucking hate nosebleeds. I never had nosebleed, but I've seen people nosebleed, and I fucking hate it. But like, when watching on TV, for some reason, I am so desensitized by it. So when I just saw it, I didn't know it was real or fake, but I kind of figured because you kept going back and hitting, and I was like, okay, so I guess it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And then when Shane came out, and, you know, so that's why I was like, oh, this is supposed to happen. But then I read somewhere like, oh, he's going to be out. Well, you told me he's going to be out. And then I saw on I heard it on ESPN because I was to radio and they said something about that. They mentioned that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, so he got injured during the match.
On the pre-show of SmackDown, because I think that's the day I was talking to you, that he wasn't going to be there. And then he's there. So, you know, and then he's starting a feud with Bray Wyatt. So he's fine. Clearly, you know, still, like, those punches, I don't know. Like, I wasn't Randy Orton. I didn't take them, but they look fucking stiff as shit.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy to me that you have somebody like Daniel Bryan retire from concussion stuff. And then, like, even if that's the planned finish for that match, is, like, Brock Lesnar just beating the shit out of your head, and you agree to that, like, it seems crazy that that's something that they would do in this day and age. That's really what gets me about it. Is like, it's insane that you, I don't know. Like, that kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that.
Yeah. So there was that. Like I said, Finn Balor did beat Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship.
But you said Finn Balor got injured, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, during the match, Seth Rollins did his buckle bomb where he normally, you know, picks the guy up and power bombs him into the turnbuckle. They did that on the outside against the barrier, and it seemed like Finn Balor just put his arm down wrong and it got caught up on the top of the barrier as he was trying to, like, brace himself, and he dislocated his shoulder. He ended up popping it back in almost immediately and continuing the match, but he tore his, I think, like, labrum or something like that, muscle in his shoulder. So he needed surgery. He had to relinquish the title the next night on Raw. And he's, since then, already had the surgery, and it seems like it's been successful. But it sounds like he's going to be out for, I've heard 4 months on the really short side of it, 4 to 6 months. There was a guy, Hideo Itami, who had a similar injury and has been out for like a year. He just came back. He's in NXT. But his first surgery seemed to not go well or something like that, so he ended up needing a second one. Hopefully that's not the case with Finn Balor. It's just unfortunate when something like that happens. You know, he won the belt. It was a big thing. New belt. He hasn't been up on the main roster for long, and now he's instantly out. It's sad. A lot of people are talking about how I don't want to say dangerous. That's not the word that I'm looking for. Reckless, I believe, is the word Bret Hart used. Seth Rollins has been, you know, this is the same move, except he did it in the ring to Sting. And that's why Sting doesn't wrestle anymore. Sting is also a man that probably shouldn't have ever been in the ring with Seth Rollins anyway. You know, Seth Rollins is a young guy, and Sting just, I think at his age, shouldn't really be competing with a guy that's that high intensity. Seth Rollins also did break John Cena's nose that one time. So Bret Hart's been out there saying, even before this, that, you know, Seth Rollins needs to work on getting better. Like, he's better than this, and he shouldn't be out there hurting his opponents. And Bret Hart's talking about, you know, in my whole career, I never hurt a single one of my guys. And, you know, Bret Hart wrestled a completely different style than Seth Rollins. And we know that wrestling is inherently dangerous. So when things like that happen, I don't necessarily blame Seth Rollins. Like, the John Cena nose thing, like, that's a fluke accident. It happens. Even Sting, it's like, he's an old guy, and I really don't know that he should be taking the moves that he was taking in that match to begin with. Like, there were a lot of spots in that match where it's just like, holy shit, dude, like, maybe act your age a little bit. And then this one, it's not that I blame Seth Rollins, and I don't necessarily blame Finn Balor, but it was just such an unnecessary spot. Like, they didn't need to do that move, because nobody's gonna really be talking about that, you know, come Monday. They're not gonna be like, holy shit, do you remember when he powerbombed him on the barricade? Like, unfortunately, people are thrown into the barricade all the time, and, you know, people have been getting hurt a lot more frequently from doing that too. And it seemed like something they didn't need to do. Like, they could have done that in the ring, and Finn Balor would be a lot less likely to get injured. Speaking of injuries, Sasha Banks is also taking some time off. She just got married recently, so it could be just to take a honeymoon, but I think WWE's thing is they're also saying that she's taking some time off just to recuperate. There were some bad spots in that match against Charlotte at SummerSlam. There was one where, like, she was holding her in the corner. Like, Charlotte, I think, was standing on, like, the second rope, and she was just kind of holding her, and she just dropped her. And Sasha's legs, like, I don't know if she was supposed to land on the top rope, like, in the corner, but she missed the one side. Her legs got caught up in the other, and she just went straight down. Like, she pretty much just dropped right on her head. And, like, Sasha is an incredible wrestler because of the way she goes out there week after week and essentially puts it all on the line. Like, it's full stop. Like, or it's like 0 to 60 with her. Like, there's no in between. And I think that could be an issue down the line. Like, I don't know how long her body can take the abuse because stuff like that. But that's not even her fault. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened there. Like, Charlotte literally just dropped her. But she's constantly been doing suicide dives outside the ring, you know, jumping through, like, the middle and top rope at her opponent. And I would say, like, 20% of the time, she ends up just, like, going straight down. Like, head first into the floor. Like, how she has not had some sort of issue to this point, I don't know, because it's been crazy. And I respect her for going out there and having that intensity, but holy shit, maybe reevaluate your style a little bit and relax a little, because I don't want to see, I want to see Sasha Banks wrestle for the next 5, 10, however many years she wants to wrestle. And if she keeps going like this, it just seems like, especially with like Daniel Bryan and things like that, like your career can just end suddenly. And I don't want to see that for her. I think that's like kind of the high points of that show, or just like the talking points. AJ Styles did beat John Cena. No interference, no nothing, clean. That's good, because they're building up AJ Styles. He's going against Dean Ambrose now. It seems like he has a very good chance of beating Dean Ambrose for that title. And it was a really good match. Yeah, so what did you think of this show, Dominic?
Overall, I like the women's championship fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I enjoy watching it. For obvious reasons. And Silas joking, I was joking. But no, it was a good match.
Yeah.
And I liked, what was it? The Seth Rollins match was good. It's unfortunate that the guy who won is not gonna be there and they have to put the belt up again.
Yeah. So that's gonna happen next Monday. It's between Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens, and Big Cass for whatever reason.
The John Cena match, I actually enjoyed that, but I don't understand it, because I didn't know, is he retiring? Well, what's going on with that? Why they talk about him that way when he was leaving?
Especially JBL, who's like, you'll remember this night, the John Cena, and then he just like kind of stops.
Yeah, and I was like,
it's like John Cena does so what? Does he retire? Is he done forever? What's happening?
That's what these guys are arguing at my job about. It's like, I was like, man, that's a rumor is that he's retiring and something like that. Or he's going to I say, yeah, I was seeing what they said. Another guy said he didn't hear that, but he don't think he is.
No, well, I mean, he's going to be off TV for a little while, probably because he's filming his show for Fox, the Tough Grit or something like that. American Grit, I think it is. So he will be off TV for a little while, but he's not retiring. I mean, it doesn't seem like that's a thing. Like, John Cena is going to be WWE until he can't be WWE anymore, it seems like.
The Canadian match. Well, the two Canadian tag team guys. Was it Owens?
Yeah, Kevin Owens.
Yeah, Kevin Owens. And Jericho. I mean, that was okay, but that was a weird tag team. I mean, I was like, and the guys who they were going against?
Enzo and Big Cass.
Yeah, that's right. Those guys. Yeah. God, yeah, they're some weirdos to me. They're all like talking 90s lingo, and I was like, it's like, what the hell is going on here? but yeah, it was pretty funny. But yeah, I mean, that was an okay match, and that's what started off, right? That was the first match.
Yep. Yeah, that opened.
Yeah, it was a long show. It was a very long show because a lot of times I just had it on while I was playing a game on the computer, mm-hmm. and then I just heard it in the background something happening. So, okay, this match is about to start finally. I was like, damn, man, how many goddamn matches are there? And I was like, and then like before, I was like, okay, we're finally getting to the Brock Lesnar match. And then mm-hmm. it had that women's tag team. It's like, oh, gosh, why was this one wasn't earlier? It's like yep. that.
It's yeah, that's that. They had announced that match, and I actually thought I missed it, like, on the pre-show or something, because I did not expect it to be that high in the card. I was like, did that happen? Did they cancel it because Eva Marie got suspended? Like, what's going on? And then it came up there, and I'm like, oh, that's okay. Sure.
Oh, and the New Day match, I didn't really like.
No.
And, yeah, it wasn't that great. And the whole Jon Stewart thing was just felt awkward.
Yeah. I mean, this is the second time they've had him involved. Last year was kind of even worse because it was Seth Rollins versus John Cena, like title versus title. And Jon Stewart, who had issues with Seth Rollins, comes in with a chair and like,
oh yeah, yeah,
and awkwardly hits John Cena
because he didn't want him to break that record.
Yeah, he didn't want him to beat Ric Flair's record. And it's just like, what is happening here? And then this year he's like out there with the New Day with his shirt tucked in, and it was weird. And they didn't even really get to, like, put on a full match. Like, it ended abruptly. You know, Big E came back, which was good, and, you know, kind of wrecked shop. But it seems like we're going to get another The Club versus New Day match, and it seems like that's probably when New Day is going to drop those titles eventually.
Yeah, how long they had the titles?
Over 365 days now. It's been over a year. They are the longest reigning tag team champions besides, like, Demolition, who was in the 90s, and technically they're different. Those were, like, the world tag team titles or something, so the lineage doesn't carry over, so technically they have the record.
All right, yeah. It was, and overall, the show was okay. It was okay.
All right. So, I haven't really been watching anything this week besides wrestling, because wrestling now takes up every fucking day of the week. What have you been watching this week, Dominic?
Alright, so, I've been watching some Rick and Morty. I got back into that, and I finished the first season, but I've still got to go back, because I have it on, but I'm not really paying attention to everything sometimes.
That's the way I ended up seeing that. I feel like the same, that I need to go back and watch some of that stuff because I was doing something else while I had it on.
And yeah, this show is great. It's really funny. It's just, I feel bad for the father because, I mean, he's just get bitch on by the whole family.
He definitely does.
Yeah. I just love the episode where they go to a planet for therapy and they take out from their mind what they think of the other person. Like, he has it where he thinks of his wife like a giant fucking monster, like powerful monster or something. Like, this is what you think of me? And then she thinks of him as like a freaking slow, dumb slug. Like a slug. And then they escaped the place on those entities. And because the guy, the therapist, like, oh no, they're codependent. It's like that they escaped. And then the giant, she was like using her brain to make an army. Mm-hmm. And I, like, she's, the giant monster of his wife, that was supposed to be like his wife, used his real wife, brain to make an army of him, basically what she thinks of him. Mm-hmm. And she said, like, whoa, you must be from my husband's brain, cause that is dumb. Why wouldn't you get him and make a whole bunch of you? You say, because he thinks of you basically as the most powerful, important being ever. So it's only going to be one.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then she had one of them chase him. One of those, little slug Jerry's, Chase Jerry. That's his name. And then, like, when Jerry starts, he stood up for himself, Slug Thing just backed off. Like, backed off. Said, oh, this is what my wife thinks of me? Then he go and turn his ass around like he just wanted to fuck out my guy. It's like, oh, God, no, I'm not doing that. It's like, oh, God, this is what my wife thinks of me. It's like, God, yeah, it's kind of fucking horrible. It's horrible. But it's funny because the daughter's like that, too. One time I talk to her, she's being such a bitch to him. Then the son, he gets on. It's even the son, and he's like a nervous wreck. Uh-huh. Even gets on him sometimes. I was like, damn, man, Jerry just gets shitted on. Is that
he really does.
Oh, sure. And of course, Rick just always gets on him. I mean, he gets on everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, this show is hilarious. It is funny as hell. What else I watch? I watch all the HBO shows. They're still going strong. Ballers, I actually watch. Actually enjoying it. The last episode got me enjoying it again. Vice Principals, what they do up there? Oh, this is a good one, but it looks like things might turn for the worse for the guys who was trying to get rid of the principal, because, well, spoiler alert, she caught Goggins while he was spitting her coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, he tried to play it off like, oh, God, say there's a fly in here, so let me just get that out. I was trying to kill it. He's like, hey, what?
Trying to kill it with my spit.
Say, like, get it out of here. And I was like, oh, I wonder what happened next episode. But yeah, it's funny. It means it's just like, what was the other show called? Eastbound and Down?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's along those lines, the same lines, you know, how some moments can get really dark in Eastbound and Down. Like, oh man, this is horrible. But then it gets funny again. And just like this show, it does the same thing.
Okay.
On the night of, still going through the trial, and at least it's really looking like, I don't know. I don't know if he didn't do it or not. I don't know. I mean, maybe he didn't do it, but he's not the, like, they can't really play the, oh, he's just a college student guy, like a good guy, because he's had some past stuff in his past they find out about. So now it's like, oh, it's not looking good. But they did have some forensic guy help them out with certain things, an investigator to help them out in the court. And so they kind of made a little even, but I still think the jury's probably favoring the prosecution. What else? I watched Mr. Robot. That was great. Elliot wasn't even in this episode. It wasn't even focused on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, which kind of pisses me off, because I wonder what the hell happened last one. Because I was like, that shit felt so fucking weird. Also, I watched the movie Nice Guys.
Oh, okay.
With Ryan Gosling and
Russell Crowe?
Yeah, Russell Crowe. I keep wanting to say Kurt Russell. yeah, Russell Crowe. This movie is funny as hell. And this is probably the best buddy cop movie I've seen in years. I mean, this movie was damn good. It's so unfortunate that it came out when it did, because it barely made back its money. I think it's probably cost like, I think it said 50 mil. I think it made like 57 mil worldwide.
Wow.
And I was like, man, this movie was funny. Like, this is unbelievably funny. And I wasn't expecting it, because I honestly did not know what this movie was. I just knew that they were in it, and I was like, oh, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either.
And this was a damn good movie, and I don't think they ever get a sequel, but the way it ended, it's like, it could have been a thing.
Yeah.
It might still can be, I don't know. They might just force it out there, because some people do movies just for the hell of, like, look at Ocean's 11 or 12 and 13.
Yeah. Well, here's what we do. We replace Russell Crowe with The Rock.
No.
And we replace
the only reason
Ryan Gosling with Kevin Hart.
So they already got that, whatever the hell that, what's it called?
CIA?
Central Intelligence.
Yeah, Central Intelligence.
I mean, I didn't see Central Intelligence, but well, this is like in the high 90s on Rotten Tomatoes, so.
Mm-hmm.
I would think this is better, but they work so good together. They really work so good together. And his daughter, Ryan Gosling's daughter in the show, she's good too. Yeah, it's a hilarious movie. I think anybody should check it out. It is rated R, so don't. Well, you can let the kids watch it. I don't care. But
it's not my kids.
Yeah, it's a rated R movie, but it is great, man. What else? Did I watch anything else? Nope, I think that's it. So, what you been playing?
I have only really been playing Metroid Fusion. I did want to talk about it a little bit this week, though, because I've actually, like, started playing it and getting into it. It's really weird to be playing this after I just finished Zero Mission and Super Metroid and the remake, because this one is very guided, and there's a lot... They add a lot of story stuff, which actually works well, I think.
This is the only one I've beaten.
Yeah. There's some narrative stuff to it, but, like, having to go... They have navigation rooms that you talk to this computer, and then it tells you on the map where the target is, and it feels a lot more linear, like... You have to go to the navigation room. You have to stop. Like, it's not even optional. You have to stop in it. You have to go through this whole dialogue, which is kind of my issue with it, is, like, just having to sit there and stop and go through all this text, and then it tells you exactly where to go, which sometimes is nice. And I actually remember when I first played this, like being like, oh, I like this a lot because it tells me exactly where I need to go, and stuff like that, and it's like, oh no, that's I don't really like that as much anymore. And that just may be because I'm familiar with the game, so I just want to, you know, play through at my own pace instead of having to stop at these things. The mechanic where the SAX virus or whatever organism is infecting kind of everything around you, I'm not a fan of that just because of the way, especially early in the game when you're not that powerful, you would kill an enemy and then the little organism would fly out and either you can collect it and get health back or, you know, refill your missiles, or if you take too long and you, or you can't catch it, or even some of them just like immediately, they'll just become a new enemy. And it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, I'm just trying to get through this room and I'm killing an enemy and then it comes back again. It was kind of frustrating. Like, the game's not that hard, but moments like that, it just was annoying. At this point, I've got all the powers. I've actually beaten the game, but I'm going back and trying to collect everything and get 100%. Cause I actually was only like 50% when I beat the game, and I was surprised by that. But now I have the screw attack and, like, pretty much anything I can just jump into and they die, which is, it's always fun when you get to that point in Metroid where it's like, I can just traverse these areas within, like, minutes because I can just kill anything.
Yeah, that was cool.
It's a very different beast from all of the other Metroid games. Like I said, it's got the narrative stuff, it's got the, you know, kind of directing you exactly where you need to go stuff, but also just the way they do secrets is really kind of different, because like in this one, for the first time, they put stuff in save rooms, which you're not used to. There's also a lot of places where they're like hatches on the wall.
Well, what the other Metroids do?
It's usually a lot of like you have to bomb something or things like that, and in this one it's just like there'll be a space in the wall that you can go through even though it looks like it's the wall, and you just have to kind of like jump against the wall if you're not looking at a map, and you just have to kind of find that those spots, which I find a little more frustrating, because like Super Metroid you get the X-ray beam and you can just look around the room and kind of find any of the secrets. That's really the only one where they did that. And then in other Metroids, you can utilize, like, the power bombs, and you lay one down, and then it'll blow up, or if it's, like, a speed thing, it'll show you that it's a speed thing. Like, it identifies everything in the room. And there are places in that game where, you know, you just have to know it's there, or you have to, like, search every inch of the room, but it's a lot more prevalent in this game.
What about the saves in the other ones? Where was it?
Like, as far as the save stuff, like, they just didn't have, like, secrets in those rooms usually. That's all. It's like, that's the way it is in this one. It's like, they'll put, like, a path to a missile tank or something, which is kind of weird and different. But there are, like, spots where there's, like, an opening on the wall. And I remember this playing back in the day. Is like, I had no idea where I was supposed to go because it kind of looks like it just blends in with the background. And then, like, playing now, I was like, where the hell am I supposed to go? Like, I'm supposed to get to this point. It's telling me exactly where I need to be. And I'm, like, two squares away from it. But I can't figure out how to get there. And I power bombed and nothing showing up. And there's no things. I can't, like, speed boost through or anything like that. And then it just clicks. And it's like, oh, damn it. That hatch is open right there. That's how I do this. And I remember doing the set. Well, actually, I'm pretty sure back in the day, I actually had to look it up because I was like, how the hell am I supposed to get there? I also like just, I haven't played this one as many times as the other ones. And I didn't remember, like, most of your power-ups in this game come through your missiles. Like, first you get missiles and then they superpower your missiles. Like, you don't even get a different super missile. And then at a certain point you get an ice missile because you're infected with the organism, so it doesn't like ice, so you can't actually get that as part of your beam. And then you get, like, the diffusion missile, where you can charge it up by holding down the R button to charge your missile, which is also the button to switch to your missile, which I actually like the system that they used in this and Zero Mission, where you can select your missile or, like, super missile in the case of Zero Mission. Like, they're two separate things in that. But then you just hold down R to switch to your missile, as opposed to, like, Super Metroid, where you have to press select to move over to the missile. But then you can't, like, easily, you can cancel out, but it's hard to, like, switch back and forth between your missiles and your regular beam. So that was an improvement that I liked that they added to this. It makes me sad that they don't make 2D Metroids anymore. I just want another one from Nintendo. Like the Metroid remake.
Well, the Metroid 2 remake is good. They're not going to do it.
Yeah, I know. They're
You just kind of have to tell people
co-op
to
games.
Make a Metroid Fusion 2. Nintendo goes and tells them to take it off the website, but then it'll be up there. You can find it other places.
I bet you if I looked hard enough, someone's probably already actually done that. Yeah, it's different. I still really enjoyed it. I still think I probably like it more than Zero Mission, just because Zero Mission, I don't know. It's different enough. Zero Mission was kind of plain, but in its defense, it's a remake of an NES game, and they did add a lot of stuff. You know, it's not as good as Super Metroid. Super Metroid is easily the best. Then I would probably say Metroid Fusion, and I would maybe say the Metroid 2 remake over Zero Mission, but they're all just really good. Like, if you get a chance, just play one of them. They're really fun.
Don't tell me what to do.
Play this game, Dominic. You already beat this one. It's fine. You're covered. Now go play Super Metroid or something.
Yeah, that's one I never did play.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's really all I've got to say about Metroid. So
you didn't even try the Titanfall tech test?
Not yet. I'm going to try and get on that today. I was thinking about it this morning, but I was sitting there and I was watching YouTube videos and I was playing Zero Mission and I was like, I should be playing Titanfall so I can talk about that with you. And then I didn't because
talk about it next
that's
week.
The way my mind works.
All right. So I can go like,
yep.
All right. So I actually went back to play some Black Ops. I actually played some.
Oh yeah.
Online.
Are we starting the Call of Duty series again?
No. I was telling myself, you know, I'm going to pick like 2 days or 2 days. Any time of the week, I mean, but it's going to be like 2 days of that week. I'm going to play, one game, one game on my consoles anyway. while I still have a main game, I'm always going to play every day if I want to. Yeah. But so that's like a game that I haven't played in so long. So I looked at this and said, well, Black Ops, haven't played this in a while. So let me go put this in. I come to down to it that I do not care about zombie mode, the zombie ops, because, mm-hmm. well, actually, I think it has gotten harder, because when I looked up to see, has it gotten harder? I look on Reddit forums and it looks like people were complaining about it, saying, why is this so hard? It's like this world's so big. And then it's just the levels are so huge. Then it's just so hard. They say the bosses that happen too early. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what they're saying, because I always die at freaking so early. And yeah. Well, some guys said they barely made it to 10. I made it to 10 one time, luckily, because all I did was run around. And mm-hmm. I just survived while the other people kill. But he said, I don't remember being this hard. And I was thinking, why aren't there continues? Why can't people pick me up if I die? Why is it like this? It's like, why? Like, I don't have fun playing like this. Like, this game seems, this is like a, you're dead, you're dead. I don't know how you come back to life. I think there's something they can do. Other players can do in the game.
If you have enough points or something. Yeah, maybe?
But then you have to go to the. They say the best thing to do is go to the gumball machine. You might get one of those gumballs that might give you some special stats or something. But it's random. Well, I learned this system now. I was like, come on, man. It's like, I just want to shoot the zombies and give me some continue something, like something that doesn't make it drastic. Like, let me lie down, somebody can pick me up. Or something like that. Or if I die, after each round, bam, I come back to life. Or something mm-hmm. like that.
Exactly. Like in Gears. Like Horde mode.
Yeah.
Where if your partners get through that round, then you get to come back.
But nah, they don't make it like that. And I was like, man, this is not making it fun. So I don't get to enjoy this story they put into this game at mm-hmm. all. I was like, damn, well, this sucks. And I blame that guy from Video Game Apocalypse, because he said how great this shit is. That's why I fucking bought this game. So I'm not playing that mode, and so now I'm playing regular multiplayer. Mm-hmm. And I sucked the first time I played, but then after I kept playing, I was like, okay, I'm getting better. Or they finally put me in people that suck like me, which I'm surprising that they're still playing.
Yeah,
because this game is almost getting close to a year. But they. It was fun. And there's one, since I don't got them DLC maps, I'm only playing the old ones. So there's plenty mm-hmm. of people still playing the old maps. And there's one part, I forgot in this game, they have it where you can swim now and you can shoot while underwater. So,
oh, really?
But a lot of people I don't see a lot of people getting there. So I was like, well, I'm going to get in the water. And then so I got in the water and I came up behind somebody. Like they were standing up somewhere in the house and I shot them. I was like, yeah, I got them. I said, oh, man, I should do the melee attack. Should have did a melee attack. Am I able to did something? But I recorded it. I was so happy that I caught him off guard. But yeah, I, after a while, I start getting a hang of it. And it's so funny. I don't do any kill streaks. I haven't used not damn one. I use one when I first got the game, a UV. But I never got any fucking kill streaks in this game. I got close to one. I was like, it's ridiculous. I said, God damn it. Can it give me something? I can use a damn kill streak. It's like, I'm never
gonna get a kill streak for a half a kill.
And I don't even be in last place. I'd be fourth or fifth on my team. And wow. Damn, this sucks that I can't get a damn kill streak. That's to get all these kills, I always get three kills doesn't give me a UVA or whatever it's called.
UAV, yeah.
No, UAV. So I was saying University of Virginia. But yeah, so I always get three. One time I did get four. I don't know what it is. It depends on the points. So I guess maybe I got the kill, but I didn't shoot him full. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody got an assist, so it takes away some points away. I don't understand it. Cause I was like, man, I should have got something. It's a different, it's a different system than what I'm used to back in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. That's what I remember. So I know it's probably changed then. I don't like this change. I don't like this. I like to know.
Luckily for you, Dominic, we got a game coming.
Yeah. Stuff that I don't want to pay $70 for either.
I had to wait for a sale.
You're getting it for free when you buy Infinity War or Infinite Warfare.
Yeah, but it's the $70 version.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's free because it's, what, is that the Harden or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you get like the season pass. Yeah, think about it like that, Dominic. You're buying the new game.
Yeah, I'm getting a season pass. You're
getting the old one free.
Yeah, but I don't play it. Look how long I played this one. God, I do want to play the Infinite Warfare, though.
Yeah.
I mean, not Infinite Warfare. I mean, a modern Warfare.
Oh, the remaster.
Yeah, not Infinite. I mean, not that I'm against it. I don't know how good it is. It's just, I think
it looks really cool. Like, especially the spaceship stuff and all that.
Yeah, it does look cool. It does. I do want to try it. I just don't want to buy it. Because I know that's it. After I beat it, that's it. And I'm not into the multiplayer as much. Unless maybe their zombie mode is easier.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They're just going to copy them. They're just going to copy shit out of them.
It won't be easier.
But yeah, so I was playing that. I had fun. So also, then I played that for 2 days. So then that other 2 days, I said, I'll play another game and grab out of Ghoulies. So I went back to replay. It went to grab out of Ghoulies. And so started where I left off at. Mm-hmm. I did find my girlfriend. I don't know how long this game is, but I think I'm still close to the beginning. Found my girlfriend, but then the mad scientist found both of us and he did something to my girlfriend, made her look like a ugly witch. Looked like the bad witch from Banjo-Kazooie. And so now I gotta find a potion to bring her back to normal. And so, but gameplay wise, it still sucks to me. It has a charm. The charm is what's keeping me in this game. Cause I do like it. It's pretty funny, but darn, using the right stick to hit and the camera is horrible.
Yeah.
So that's what really hurts this game. And I'm thinking, like, guys, why did y'all do this? Like, what were y'all thinking when I did these controls? Like, it's nobody that's tell you that, you know, this sucks. Just make it normal. Just make a normal button controls.
We want to be different.
I mean, darn, I can get with the bad camera play, but why the freaking out right stick to hit?
Yeah.
Like, the best game to do that I can remember was a PlayStation game. What was it called? Something with the monkeys.
Ape Escape.
Yes, Ape Escape. That was the best game that utilized that. I remember. I used to, cause like capturing the apes with your net or whatever, and you used the right stick for that. And that was the best game that did that.
It's cause you didn't know any better back then.
Yeah, but I felt comfortable. Yeah. And that was when the DualShock was really a thing. Like, that was like one of the first games that really utilized it well.
Yeah.
So So I don't know why they chose this. I mean, it's a nice charming game. That was really his problem. Now the game I say I'm going to play is go back to Mario Maker. That's the next game, but I haven't started yet. So my 2 days still has not been up.
Okay.
But yeah. So those. I also play some other games. I did try out for my DS. Cause I wanted something to play. Dragon Quest IX, borrowed that, which was on the original DS. And so I'm getting ready for the Dragon Quest series that's coming out. Dragon Quest VII, which is coming out, late September. And IX, so far it sounds pretty good. I mean, it seems like you're a guardian. You're like an angel and you watch over this town. And like I was doing things. They can't see me or anything. But they worship me, so I was like, "Oh yeah, I like this." But then
like,
something happens,
this is young.
And you connect benevolence when you do something, and get nice, some good things around town. And then I have to take it up to some tree of something, whatever it's called. But then something happened, and the city in the sky gets destroyed, and then I fall down. Now I'm human, and so now I'm basically trying to find out what's happened, why this happened to me. Just like all Dragon Quest games, I don't talk. The protagonist doesn't talk or nothing. They're all links. And, but
I guess I do tell people my name, and they say you have the same name as the Guardian. So, but they don't. They say I can't be the Guardian because I'm human.
Right.
But then some fairy found me, and then she says she's basically like what's her name in Zelda, the fairy.
Navi,
yeah. Well, except for that, you can see her body and everything. Mm-hmm. But she's the person who helps you out with everything that's going on. Like, basically tells you how to play, what's the menu system, all that shit. But yeah, the game's all right so far. I mean, the story seems interesting. I still kind of just started. I finally left the town and went to this kingdom where there's a white knight that's attacking them. But they spell white not as in W-H-I-T-E, but mm-hmm. W-I-G-H-T.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but maybe it's a Japanese thing. But yeah, that's the end. I have to, because he attacked the town trying to capture the princess. So I went ahead and found him and fought him, but come to find out he's a ghost from a past, and he thought that princess was his beloved from when he first saw, when he was alive. And I guess whatever happened to me caused an earthquake and it woke him up from his grave. So I guess things are changing on Earth too. So it looks like I'll probably see other things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I haven't got like a party or anything. Like I'm still the very beginning, because I'm still the only guy fighting. That's always like, yeah. When's going to have somebody to fight with? I haven't got a team, but yeah, the game's all right. It looks pretty good for a DS game. I mean, it looks like, I guess, compared to the Zeldas.
Mm-hmm. So this one's one of the full 3D ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they do have cutscenes in here. They're animated cutscenes. Mm-hmm. Like, they're anime. So it looks like Dragon Ball Z-ish. Maybe it looks like Dragon Ball Z characters.
Yeah.
Because there's that artist. Or they just use his art. Because I don't know. Maybe he's dead now. I don't know.
I don't think he's dead.
Oh, okay. Because
I think he's working on the new Dragon Ball stuff. I think they brought him back and everybody's all happy about that.
Oh, they want him back to life. That's good.
yes.
Also, I played the demo for that the new Kirby game.
Oh, that's not the one I was expecting you to say.
And that seems all right. That seemed like a pretty good game. It looks good, too. And the robot, being a robot, using the powers.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember what... Yeah, I did collect some of his powers, just like Kirby. And you did start... I think I started shooting electricity, I think. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. But as Kirby, you do the same thing. You do what you do in all the other games. You suck up an enemy. You take their powers and use it. The platformer seems all right. I mean, it seems like the platformer seems like an old Kirby game. Just what's different now is that you're in a giant robot.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it's like the demo starts out with just normal Kirby and then robot. And then you can choose, like, you want to do normal Kirby game or when you're in the robot. So okay. I'm guessing that's how the game is that you're not always going to be in a robot. Like,
yeah, like certain robot. Levels yeah. or something.
But yeah, it seemed like a fun game. Like, I actually won't mind getting this. Also, I played a little bit of the Phoenix Wright game, but because that demo was out, and that I'm at the very beginning. I'm just at the beginning where he first gets to this town where the legal system is different, but he's trying to protect this boy who's been, of course, they say he's murdered someone.
Mm-hmm.
He's been charged with murder, a little kid. Obviously, it's like, okay, whatever. I don't know any kids in this game that ever murdered anybody, but they all got charged by it, though.
This one's going to be the one that does it.
Yeah, they all get charged. It's like, God. But they say, like, oh, this court system's different. That's what I got to. Like, it's not going to be the same as where you used to be. Yeah, so, okay, whatever.
In this one, you have to use the touchscreen to rub people's faces to make them happier.
So, I think, Titanfall 2. I did play some more of the tech test, the new one for this weekend. They did another one. Mm-hmm. Some people had some problems with the last one like I did. Oh, yeah, because there is a training mode. But my training mode didn't get to me in my Titan. It was just dealt with me as a pilot. Unless there was a glitch, because it felt like after I got to one point, it just stopped. And then, it just stopped. The guy did say, all right, now we're going to go on to something. Then I hit the button, and then it just took me back to the menu. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to train the Titan? I was like, Compass, I'm not allowed to use it. Oh, whatever. Last week, the problems I had with the game was not the Titans not being available, like at a convenient, like, and not the right amount of time. I mean, it felt like I really had to get kills to get, my Titan. Like, if I didn't do nothing, I wasn't going to get no Titan. I mean, you probably shouldn't get a Titan if you don't do nothing, but it felt
you don't deserve a Titan.
But I felt like I was just, everything I did, like, I wasn't getting a lot of kills, but darn, I was like, at least by now I should have a Titan that came down, like, in the first game. Now it seemed like they did something with that. It seemed like it's easier for me to get a Titan this weekend. Like, it was, actually, the percentage was going up while I was just playing. Instead, like, I don't know if it wasn't even moving. Yeah, the percent gauge of when the Titan was coming wasn't even moving unless I killed someone. So I think they changed that. I don't know any of the other changes. I don't know if the game feels faster or anything, so I couldn't tell you on that part, that front. Mm-hmm. I only played one match of Hardpoint on the new tech test. And I did all right. I actually did all right in this one. I actually got
did
quite a few
kills. Did you say last week that the the hookshot thing wasn't, the zip line wasn't available in that?
No, it was available.
No, it was? Okay.
Yeah. No, I just said I didn't really use it a lot. I didn't really use it a lot this time, too. I just used it. I used it a couple times when I tried to get somewhere higher, but I never used it to get somebody.
Maybe somewhere else I had heard that or something.
Maybe but it was a glitch for someone. Yeah. Well, someone used it against me. They might be closer. But they didn't get a kill on me, though. Somebody killed them. But that was kind of cool. But I know from the last tech test, it was pretty hard to kill a poly. A lot harder than it usually is for me in the original Titanfall. Mm-hmm. And I think some people said the same thing when I looked on forums, saying, why is it, if they made it harder to kill polys, it shouldn't be that hard because you're supposed to be more dominant with them. I mean, I can understand trying to balance like them poly getting away. But yeah, one poly, like I shot it a couple times. It's still alive. I was like, wait a minute. I said, come on. I said, this guy has a die. But they do make it easier that when a pilot jumps on you, like in the first one, pilot jumps on you, you're almost in trouble unless somebody shoots it off.
Yeah.
This time the pilot only could do some damage to you. He can't just kind of destroy you right off the bat. Yeah. So that's actually pretty good. Overall, I mean, it still seem okay. I do want to know if there's any more modes. I do still want that type of horde mode.
Yeah.
And I hope the single player is pretty good. I wish there was like some co-op in it. I find it funny like how one guy was saying that I probably wouldn't make sense because it deals with, you know, the personal, like it deals with one guy, basically. But I was like, well, Halo did that.
Yeah.
and so did Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, that just came out last year, did that. Yeah. That's not a team thing. It just deals with one guy. And we're all whoever the fuck that guy name is in the story.
Yeah, there are ways to write around that. That's not.
You don't need to write around it. It's just like, who gives a fuck?
That's what I mean. Is like, just make you the focus anytime there's a cutscene and just ignore the fact that there's somebody else there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what they do. I mean, yeah, so it doesn't matter. People just want to play and think that's what the same guy says. Like, you just want to play together. It's like, it don't matter.
Exactly.
If you want to play narrative stuff, we really get deep into narrative. You play by yourself. So I played some more Fallout. And I've been doing... Did I talk about Fallout last week?
I feel like you started to... Like you said, you started playing it, but I don't recall you talking a whole lot about it.
So I just...
Or at least you said you wanted to start playing it because then the Nuka-Cola stuff was coming out. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. So I got the... I played some of the Automatron DLC story mission, and it does deal with me building a robot. So I was doing some of that, like modding my own robot with my robot partner. And that
this stuff seems pretty cool. Like building a robot, like using the different mods on it, modifications on it, like building. Like I had, she had a shish kebab on one hand, and like the fire one, so looked that looked cool. And then on her other hand was like a cryo jet gun or something like that, so she can freeze people. That was pretty cool. Then I gave her the handyman. I took her legs away and gave her the handyman thruster so she can float because she can move faster. Because the legs she had before was real slow. But then I finally got legs from another robot, which make her move faster. So that's And then I gave her some new guns too. But yeah, that's pretty. I like that. I like that customization of the robots. Also, what else I do in the game? I've been doing some side missions, like the ones where you get from Preston, like find a new settlement. I found a new settlement, and also some settlements get attacked, so I go. But also, I got that mod where you can build robots, and this is not from the Automatron one. This is me not really building a robot; it's just placing one, and like placing robots has been a game, and they'll be your defenses. They'll just patrol your settlement, and they'll attack anything that comes doesn't belong. Because I was scared, like, what if I was attacking my settlers? But nah, they knew. I guess they however did it knew what the hell they were doing because they don't attack anybody who's friendly. What else have I done in that game? I don't think I've done anything else in there. But yeah, I'm having a good time with this. Like, I'm really getting deep into it. And I'm trying to think, did I get any new mods in this? No, I don't think I got a new mod. I didn't use some new mods. But so yeah.
The Nuka-Cola World one is out now, right?
I thought the beta was out now.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, because some people got it ahead of time, or you can steal it, apparently.
Of course.
Yeah, but yeah, the beta's out now, and I think it's out this week. What's the date of this week coming up?
The 30th? Yeah, the 30th would be Tuesday.
Maybe. Because I didn't see nobody talk about it, except for people who play the beta.
Yeah. August 30th, yeah. It's coming out this week.
So yeah, I don't know if I play in order, because I don't think it matters in this story-wise. I don't know. I'd probably just do it for the hell of it, play in order. Have to go to Far Harbor. It looks scary, though. Alright, so, yeah, I think that's it. I don't think I played any Witcher 3 or I didn't really do much in it. Oh, yeah, I did. I did that one mission in Witcher 3, which deals with me finding the penis of a statue. Well, the testicles. The testicles of a statue, because somebody stole it.
The penis is already there.
Yeah. And somebody stole it because it made them very horny. But yeah, I guess it's a thing where people come every now and then, visit a statue and rub the testicles.
And, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I had to go track them down and I got them back. So I'm a hero. Well, that's it. Yep, that's it. Yeah, so
a lot of penis searching.
Yeah, finished. It was funny. It was a funny mission. God,
I just
so
imagine
much in this
it
game.
Like Bart cutting the head off the statue.
Nah, there was an old man. Old man. He had sex in a long time. Man, can't get it up. But he said this time he did it 3 times in a day. He said that's more than he did in the last decade.
So did he just use the stone penis then, or
no? Well, it's not even the penis; it's really the testicles. You just rub it. Yeah. Just touching the testicles gives you virility, I guess.
Couldn't just have sex out near the statue.
Yeah.
Had to deface it.
Nah, he wanted to keep
it. Or deball it, I guess.
He wanted to, apparently, he was also messing with somebody and his wife because they came in. Had to put a stop to him about to kill us.
Oh, wow.
Because he was thinking, it's like, what? So I understand you being one suitor, but two?
at the same time as at the time.
Oh, good lord. So, is this part of one of the DLCs?
Yes.
Is it the Blood and Wine?
Yeah, Blood and Wine, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds this is what like I kind of fell into. I was just walking through the town. I was doing another mission. I was walking through the
town, and I saw some testicles laying on the ground.
Yeah. And then the guy was telling me, we have to say, there's a problem with the statue. Of course, you hear everything's blocking it. And then when you move to the side, you see the man. And then it kind of looks like, it's not as really like David, but it looks, well, it's probably David if he with the helmet on, with like some type of, like some type of Spartan-like helmet or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot the story of this guy, but it was pretty funny, the story of who that guy really is. But yeah, I was like, wow, he got magic balls. He said people come all around the world to come and to touch the testicles. And so he's like, if you do it, I will let you touch the testicles. I was like, so I don't need it.
Yeah,
the Witcher penis. Yeah, the Witchers, man. They. I guess that's the rumor. Oh, maybe it is true. They're very really good in bed, but they can't have babies, which is that's a plus. All right, so I guess we'll take a break, and when we come back, we get to the gaming news.
Sounds good. And we're back. It's time to talk about some gaming news. A lot of stuff came out about PlayStation stuff this week. Unfortunately, we got a price hike coming in September for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, you can come up to our level.
Yeah, got to reach that Xbox Live level. September 22nd is when it's going to kick in. I've been seeing some deals for PlayStation cards now, so if you're getting close to re-upping, I would say maybe check that out if you can. It sucks. Hopefully it means maybe they'll get some better games, because over the past few months, it's kind of been slipping a little bit in quality. Maybe with more money, they can theoretically make better deals with some publishers.
Well, maybe you just don't like them, Dan.
Maybe I don't. But I mean, even as far as like liking them, it's just not... like, we're not getting AAA titles anymore like we were.
Well, they got you. They're top dog now. It's like, why the fuck we gonna spend money on that? We already got your asses.
That is true. We've already got you. We're gonna sell you another one in 2 weeks or whatever. And yeah, I'm surprised they don't have like the price hike kicking in. Maybe that's it. Maybe September 22nd is the day that Slim PS4 comes out. So like, oh, you're gonna buy a Slim PS4. You're also gonna pay extra for your fucking PlayStation stuff. Yeah, that sucks. Like I just mentioned, there is a Slim PS4 that is leaked out.
Yes, which I just need to know, like, what's going on with the Neo. And, like, are they going to hope they give specs on Neo? If they don't give specs on Neo, then I don't assume we care anymore. But but also, because I'm just going to get a Play S4, because I want to know what's the price it's going to be for the Slim, so I can know how much the original is going to drop.
Yeah. Well, now you can get the original if you buy it from Dell. I think you get a, like, $100 gift card or something like that.
Like, how much it costs?
I think whatever the standard price is right now. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
300? Because 250 is what the Xbox is, right?
Yeah.
I think it's 300.
It's 300? I thought it was 350 at least.
Maybe that's right. I am not sure about that. Yeah, it looks different. It looks like it's... there's a bundle for $400.
Yeah, I think all the bundles are $400.
Yeah, $350 for the limited edition Uncharted one on Amazon right now. So yeah, I guess $350 is what they're at. Man, that kind of sucks then. Well, the Xbox Slim is at what, 300 then, right? It's got to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Yeah, I think it was 300, and I guess you get some bundles or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it looks a little different. Supposedly, it's got a different controller with it. It's not that much smaller.
That's what I'm about to say. But from the look, I don't want to compare it, but when I see the controller next to it, I was like,
how much smaller is it? The picture of it on top of the old one?
No. I mean, I haven't looked at it since I saw that article.
Yeah. So there is a picture now of it on top of the old one. It really, like, if you measure from, because you know it's slanted on the old one, and this one still is a little bit slanted. If you measure from, like, the shortest distance in the back, which is the bottom, to the shortest distance in the front, that's how big it is. So you're maybe losing about 2 inches depth-wise, it looks like. But it's really not that much smaller. As far as, like, look-wise, it looks kind of the way that all, like, second-generation PlayStations look, where they, like, the first one was glossy and shiny, and this one's maybe a little more matte black and has, like, that texture to it that the really slim PS2s did. I don't know what else they're changing about it. It's definitely a thing, though, because Game Informer went out. I guess somebody got this off of, like, some sort of bidding website or, like, Craigslist-esque website, and Game Informer? Eurogamer.
Yeah, that's what I meant first to say. I was about to say, because I don't remember Game Informer doing anything.
Yeah, Eurogamer went out and actually, like, said, hey, can we, like, try this thing? And they turned it on and booted it up, so, you know, this is not a scam, people. This is the real thing.
Well, somebody's just really good at making a system.
someone just 3D printed a case and put, like, the old hardware in there.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good. So now the rumor is that they're going to have this, and they're also going to show off the Neo at talk about the Neo a little bit at that PlayStation meeting that's happening on September 7th. We will see, because, I talked about this around E3, and I told you that with Scorpio out there and with the Xbox Slim, like, Sony has to have a Slim console, and then they have to have something that actually competes with the Scorpio. Like, they can't put out a more expensive the Neo. They can't just put out the Neo this year and have it be more expensive than the Xbox Slim and all that, but not be as powerful as the Xbox Scorpio theoretically is, because then people are going to be like, well, why am I going to buy this, like, half step right now when I could wait 6 more months or a year and get pretty much what's going to be a new generation of console, judging off of what they're saying about the specs of the Scorpio. Like, it just, that's a hard sell. So what I'm hoping is that they're going to release this Slim this year, and then they're saying, hey, we took a look at the Neo and we got to compete with the Scorpio, so we're going to wait until next year to release it, but we're going to have, you know, this and this spec, and it's going to, you know, make everything better. But we will see. It's only, you know, a week or so away at this point, right?
Yeah, and I totally understand people who say, like, the system's not for, like, the Slims, of course, not for them. Yeah, because you already got the systems. Mm-hmm. But even somebody, they say somebody who wants it, like, would you just wait the next year to get the new system? Thing is, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know if I really want the newer one. At that time, I might be still good with just playing these games. And of course, the way they talk is that, you know, the games still come on both. They might look a little better on that one. I probably won't care.
Yeah.
And the third party games most likely gonna be on PC. Mm-hmm. So I'll be really looking towards the PC. That's why I
yeah, I don't know if I will get a newer one yet, like a Neo or a Scorpio. Well, Scorpio, I probably definitely wouldn't get because I'll just play them on Windows 10.
Yeah.
So Neo would be the one, like, if I get one, I should get the next one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can play behind on PlayStation. I just want to play baseball. Yeah. That's all I really want to play on that system. I mean, and then, hey, if you do that account share thing, I just share that account with you. And then play Uncharted and Ratchet and Clank and then beat those games. And then we can finally talk about them.
Yeah.
Cause you still haven't beaten them.
Exactly.
But yeah, I totally understand though, people like saying, if you didn't get either one system that you're saying, I'm just going to wait till next year instead of buying this one, the Slims this year or even a cheaper system this year, wait till next year. I totally understand that. But for me, I think I'm okay with getting, jumping on PlayStation 4 now, playing the games they got. And then when that comes out, that, yeah, I'll just see, hey, maybe you get it. I don't know. And then I'll just see how it is. And then I'll get it later, just like I got an Xbox One.
All right. So some other stuff that came out from Sony. They are going to release a DualShock 4 PC wireless adapter, much in the way that Microsoft did, which is, to me, is kind of weird. It's going to be $25, $24.99. It's weird to me because with the new Xbox One controller, it seems like they're going away from having that adapter because it's got Bluetooth in it and you can connect via that. And it just seems weird that Sony's like, hey, we're going to officially support PS4 controllers on the PC now, but you need this wireless adapter. Not everybody's PC, especially like my tower, doesn't necessarily have Bluetooth. I have a USB adapter for that. And maybe that's just what this is, and they're just saying, like, this is one that we know works with it. Because I know, especially like trying to hook up a Wii controller, there are only certain Bluetooth adapters that'll connect to it properly and all that stuff. But it just seems weird. It's going to be hard for them, I think, if they're actually releasing this trying to get people to buy it as a PC or controller for their PC, just because the Xbox has been so established, like you're not going to have those prompts necessarily in games. There have been ones, like even before this, like Far Cry 4, if you hooked up your PS4 controller to it,
yeah,
they did actually have PS4 controller prompts in the PC version.
Oh, okay.
Which was cool. I think most of the more recent Ubisoft games do have that. But the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One, which is, you know, exactly the same, so you can kind of tie those two together, like, that's so ubiquitous in, like, PC games, indie games, even nowadays. Like, it's going to be hard for them to get like a foothold if that's what they're going for.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're not trying to get a foothold. Just saying, hey, it's available out to you.
Yeah.
If you got it.
Yeah. Plus, they are going to have PlayStation Now on the PC. And they do already have PS4 Remote Play. So they do have options for playing their Sony games on there.
Maybe that's why. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So why do we go through all that? You was going to still say they have PS Now on the PC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasting our time, Daniel.
Sorry. Because is that really the news, though, Dominic? PS Now? Who even uses PS Now anymore?
I don't know.
Who even really talks about PS Now?
Let me, there's a Reddit forum for it.
/PS Now. And then Sony has also added two-step verification to the PlayStation, which is cool because I like having that stuff.
There we go.
On my things. Send a little notification to your phone to log in. I like it.
Here we go. You got some people on the PlayStation now, Reddit. Let's see how many people actually comment on these comments.
When was the newest?
Not a lot. There was one 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay. Was that...
This content is not available at the moment. Try again later. Fix.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Okay. Had a trouble getting games to run? Oh, okay. He was having trouble getting some games to run.
All right. In some non-Sony news, we got Oceanhorn 2 has been announced. It's going to be called Knights of the Lost Realm.
That's one of your favorite non-Zelda games.
It is. It wasn't bad. This one actually looks like they're going full 3D Zelda, like Ocarina of Time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said they're going to be adding more RPG-ish elements too, maybe. I don't know how I feel about that. If we're talking action RPG stuff like Zelda, okay, but I don't want to go too deep into too many systems. But it has a really good art style for the second one. It looks really neat. Like the main character is kind of like tall and slim looking.
I hope they mean more like Oblivion. That's what I want. Just change the whole game.
I mean, it definitely seems like they're going in a different direction than the top-down that they did for the first one. The first one is also going to be coming to the Xbox One and PS4 on September 7th, so that's coming out soon. And then, at the beginning of September, we are also getting NBA 2K17 Prelude, which is going to be a demo that allows you to start your My Career mode and play through the college years of your My Career mode before the game comes out.
Which was
cool.
In the game last year, so now you get to play it as a demo. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The only bad thing is, now I read, is that Mike Krzyzewski, the coach for Duke, is he's going to be the guy telling you all, like, the ins and outs of that.
No.
And I hate him. So I was like, I don't want to hear him. And then like a guy says, it's kind of weird that he's in the game, but his school isn't. Yeah, Duke's, you can't pick Duke as one of the colleges, but I guess he's the coach of the USA basketball team. So that part makes sense. I mean, Duke was like, nah, we don't want to. I wonder why Duke couldn't be part of this. Maybe it's something, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why, but I would have had a chance to play against him and beat him. That's what I want. No, my school's not in Maryland's not. I don't think they're in there either.
Nah, there's 10. I've got them here. It's Kansas, Louisville, UConn, Arizona, Michigan State, Illinois, Wake Forest, Georgetown, Oklahoma, and Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I don't remember which ones were in the last one, but a lot of those sound like ones I've seen from the last one. And Georgetown was the one I think I chose for my player.
Yeah,
I hope my player is a whole lot better. I hope it's a lot better. I hope it's some different voices, which I doubt it. Come on, man. Like, if I choose, like, an Asian player or a white player, I mean, I ain't gonna say you gotta get an Asian guy voice. But generic white dude voice for an Asian guy works. But you can tell, man. I'm sorry. You can tell I'm a black dude, they're talking. It's like with a white dude, Asian. It's like, what the hell is this? It's like, what the hell? It's like, why does this guy talk like this?
Grew up in the streets, Dominic.
All right, so got some big news for me. They big are news. The Adult Swim team that's games, which have been, man, they've been putting out some good games.
Yeah, they've got hit after hit after hit.
They've been putting out a good and a lot, quite a few. They are making a Toe Jam & Earl game, and it's called Back in the Groove.
A dive in quality.
And, whatever. I loved Toe Jam & Earl when I was a kid. That was one of my favorite Sega Genesis games. Also, like, two I really liked. Planet of Funkatron. That was pretty good. It was the 90s, man. Two guys, 90s. I thought it was so cool. Oh my God, look at him. Beatboxing it up. Isn't he? And when Jam was like a one of the words we use all the time. Man. God, those were the days. Now this really harkens back to the first one. I don't know if it's going to be the same as the first. I'm trying to remember how the first one played. I knew it was like a search and find kind of quest thing.
Mm-hmm. You have to find like parts of the spaceship, right?
Yeah. And then you get an elevator, you go up to another level and around the planets. You start on a planet, then you keep going up into outer space. Yeah. But yeah. So it looks like it does that. It looks all right. I mean, from the screens and from the trailer I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it I think it's pretty cool. It's coming out 2017. Don't have a specific date. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for this.
It's made, good. I mean,
by Human Nature game, New Human Nature Studios.
Human Nature.
I don't know if they've done anything else. What were you about to say?
I was just gonna say that the what's the publisher called? Adult Swim. Like, they've been putting out really good games, so that to me shows that there's potential with this.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't just pick it up because it's whatever.
Yeah,
looks like...
Go ahead.
Sorry. It looks like Human Nature has made Doki Doki Universe, that PS4 and Vita game that was kind of super weird looking.
Oh, okay. But yeah, Adult Swim games, like, they don't put, like, just phone games. Like, those, you know, cheap phone games of that nature. Like, I think they did at one point. Like, when I used to see Watch Adult Swim, yeah. I would see something like that. Like, get this on your phone. And somebody said, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, because it really started with, like, that robot unicorn infinite runner thing.
Yeah. But then I saw see some of the games up there. It's like, that looks kind of interesting. Well, actually, a commercial. But then I hear people actually do reviews on it. I was like, oh, damn. I say they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So, oh yeah, we mentioned about Nuka-Cola World coming out. But they also got an update coming to the Fallout Shelter. It's a Nuka World update, which technically I think is out now. You start out with, there's some new quests with it. You get some new guns of that nature. And it says, you also see the mascots of Nuka World, Bottle and Cappy. They really tried hard with those names. it's going to be 1.7 update, so which means my trainer might not work anymore.
Yeah.
As it says, special quest for events and holidays now, too. It says, if you complete the Nuka World quest, Bottle and Cappy will visit your vault with gifts of caps and Nuka-Cola Quantum. So, yeah, that's cool that they're still doing all this. I might come back to the game now.
I was going to say, is that going to pull you back if it doesn't break your trainer?
Yeah. If my trainer still works, I'll do it. Yeah, I think this is out now. I'm trying to see. I don't see a date. Cappy, Nuka World update clues, blah, blah, blah. It just says the other Fallout one because August 30th. It's probably out now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mortal Kombat XL looks like it will be coming to the PC because they got a beta going on now on a PC, multiplayer beta.
A day late and a dollar short.
Yeah. And so, yes, they have the multiplayer beta out now to basically, you know, test it out, test out the games. And I don't know if did it give a date to when it's coming out? I don't have it open anymore.
All I had saw was that they were running the beta now. I didn't see anything as far as a date yet.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Unfortunately, I got it on, or fortunately, I got it on the Xbox. All depends how you look at it, because I could have written it down and I could have got all the damn characters.
Yeah.
And use
it
cheats.
Seems weird after them saying, no, it's not coming, and they're like, oh, never mind, maybe we should release it.
How about just work on it, damn it?
Yeah.
Like, well, it can work on the darn PC. Runs until August 29th, the beta.
Okay.
So maybe after that happens, pretty soon we'll see a date to when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're trying to see if they can actually get it to even run.
Yeah. I mean, hey, maybe they work on Batman.
No. Batman beta.
Yeah. All right. Where am I?
Oh. Division.
Okay. Division expansions.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Division's there again. Expansions. Well, yeah. They are still getting expansions, but now they have been delayed.
No.
because they want to work on some bugs or whatever with the game. And I do not
just release it broken like everybody else does.
Article.
Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah, they're spending time to fix it. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the game. Like, how people are, like, how many people are still playing? Is it still popular? Mm-hmm. Well, people say it's a fall off, but then what game doesn't? Yeah. I don't know.
Look at Pokemon Go.
Yeah, exactly. But, oh yeah, here it is. But yeah, it's two paid expansions so both of them been delayed, so they're both being pushed back.
Oh wow.
And they said, take its time to work on a 1.4 patch, which expects to be out in October. Update includes bug patches, system improvements, and quality of life upgrades.
Quality of life.
They say they are attacking the community feedback. If I can start playing
it again, it'll make me feel better about my life.
Yeah. Ubisoft will be tapping the community for feedback, including bringing some players to Massive in Sweden. They'll give input. Oh, man. I'm excited for that. Even though I'm not even level 30.
Yeah, you have to live in Sweden.
Yeah.
You have to be right down the street from them.
So Survival will be out sometime between the 1.4 patch and the end of the calendar year. And Last Stand, the final paid DLC, has been announced. It will be out in early 2017.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, that's kind of bad news for anybody who's playing and expecting it. But hey, as long as they fix these problems, you know, whatever, I guess it can't hurt it.
Yeah. I mean, if it sounds like they're delaying it to fix the patch, then it sounds like they're at least trying to make the game better before they try and get more money out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you've already bought the season pass, in which case, sorry.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking about going back to answer, you know, I got to play these DLCs. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't have them. I said they're not free. I was like, oh, well, I guess I won't be playing them. I guess. All right. So Nintendo has Nindies, as they call them. Indies with the N on the front of them.
No, nobody calls them that.
That's what they call them. It's called Nindies.
Nobody should call them that.
Nindies Summer Jam. So, which summer is like almost over.
The Summer of Arcade.
Yeah, this is the new Summer Arcade, just in Nintendo. At the very end of the summer, though, which is kind of weird, but whatever. And starting the last month of summer, basically.
Yeah.
September. Not even August. So, starting September 1st, you get Axiom Verge on the Wii U.
Okay.
That game is still not on the Xbox One, is it?
I don't think so.
God damn it. September 8th, you get Jotun Valhalla Edition. You know what that game is?
Do you play as the Pokemon Jolteon?
Yeah. I don't know.
And you go to Valhalla and kill Thor?
No idea. I'm about to look it up now.
Ooh, is it the... Is it the sequel to, my joke would be better if I could remember the name of that stupid Dennis Dyack game that took
the art style looks good. It looks, the art style and animation kind of reminds me of, Banner Saga.
Oh, really? That's impressive.
I still, from the trailer, I still don't know what you're doing, though.
Hmm.
But it says it's coming on Xbox One, PS4 also.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it's coming to them first, or this happened to be a thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't know what type of game it is. But yeah, again, that. Also, September 15th, you're getting Noid to Love, Devolution. I do not know what this is.
Me neither.
It looks like a side-scrolling action game. I have to see the video.
Oh, looking at Jotun, like, I feel like I've seen this game before. I still don't know what it is, but I definitely remember seeing this art style.
Well, not Jotun, but the other one.
I mean, it looks all right. And oh man, I've left the Nindies. Oh yeah, Severed on September 22nd, which I believe that's my sister's
the one that came out on the Vita.
Yeah, that's my sister's birthday. Like I remember that. I'll give her Severed.
There you go.
And the last game, September 30th, Zero Striker Gunvolt 2 on the 3DS. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell what system they were on. Well, Action Versus Wii U, Valhalla, Wii U, Nord 2, Love, Devolution, whatever is how you pronounce it, Wii U and 3DS. Oh. Now, I'm hoping it's cross-buy. I will hope.
You would hope that.
Yeah, yes. Severed, Wii U and 3DS. And a Zero Striker Gunvolt 2 is just 3DS.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, because I never played on these games, so I don't know where they are. Jotun looks interesting. Nord 2 Love looks kind of interesting to me, too. Action Verge, I mean, that's cool, but, you know, it's been out. I mean, I guess it's good.
For I'm Wii U seeing guys. In this article, it's on IGN, that Severed is on the Wii U and 3DS and supports cross-buy.
Oh, okay.
They do not have that note for the No 2 Love game, so
that would
sounds
suck.
Like maybe that is not the case.
That would suck if that's not the case. Yeah. But see, and they, I mean, for me, this looks like a good future, like for the next system, next year. Mm-hmm. Like, them having something like this.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think that's pretty cool. They finally... They're moving up with the big boys.
They're finally catching up.
So, yeah, god darn. Like, fucking 10 years later, since Microsoft's done this shit in PlayStation.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so what we got next? Oh, yeah, Halo 5 Forge is finally coming to Windows 10. And also, Anvils of Legacy arrives on console September 8th.
Which what is that?
That's the new maps and all that.
Ah.
I mean, new stuff for Forge, which I'm about to say if I can find a damn article. yeah, it's... Where am I? Okay. Yeah, so you can finally, you can do Forge, you can build the tools on Windows 10. So you can use basically a mouse and though it's probably a lot easier to do with the mouse and keyboard, building your the maps and everything. But that's cool, man. That's actually pretty damn cool. And the Anvil one, it says Forge will support custom games for up to 16 people. Any Forge creations built and shared on Windows 10 can be downloaded by other players on both PC and Xbox One. But of course you can't play it on PC. Because the game's not on PC.
Not yet, it's not.
Also, on September 8th, 343 is rolling out the next free update for Halo 5 Guardians, which is Anvil's Legacy, which includes a content browser for Forge mode, which maybe that's what I want. Because I want something like easier to find maps, basically, which I still don't understand why I didn't have that. And also new maps for Arena and Warzone, as well as new weapons and cosmetics. So that's pretty good. So that can probably get me to jump in. Only thing is that only way I can use those maps... I wish there was bots in this game. I swear. Because I want to try those maps out. Because I only can do it in custom games, so I have to find somebody to invite me. There's only one dude who really plays Halo on my friends list. Yeah, he's pretty cool. Because I played a custom game with him a couple times. But... Yeah. I wish it was something like a mode where you play with random Forge maps, or like top 5 Forge maps, like something ranked. No one else might do that in the future. Maybe they might do that.
You just gotta do what you do with Mario Maker and go on Reddit.
Yeah. And like, just have something like a mode where, like, a public mode where you go, hey, these are the top 5 Forge maps of this week or something, and you can play on these. Like, the playlist will be on that.
Yeah, and that you got to go to Major Nelson's website. He'll tell you this.
Yeah. So, yeah, that would be cool if they do something like that.
Yeah.
But, definitely. Yeah, I like... They did a lot with Halo 5. Like, they did some great updates. I mean, it's so great that it's free. That really helps. I mean, I know a lot of people shit on this game based on these comments I'm looking at. And it's... But, I mean...
I don't know. I don't, like, I'm playing this game. I don't know what you want. Like, maybe you're like a hardcore guy. You know, it's things I just don't know. Man, if I'm a shooter, I don't know what they, like, did. I mean, maybe they add some things, like certain things, like certain modes were in the game. People want it. Mm-hmm. Even though everything I wanted was there. I'm trying to think, what did I, oh, well, except for, freaking, well, it's not Horde. What's they call it? Firefight. Except for Firefight. That's what I really wanted. I mean, they got it, but it's not the Firefight. I want the one Firefight from freaking Reach and
hashtag not my Firefight
and ODST, which I wish they would let you play those, man. I really like in freaking Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
But I'm not too mad at that. I mean, I'm mad. I'm not really, I mean, I want it, but it's not something I'm really mad about. I mean, some people just feel like, oh, the game failed because of that nature. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, it seemed like they've done a lot with this game, and I don't know what they really could have done to appease those guys. Yeah. Unless they made the same exact game as the one they like, which is what, Halo? Well, mm-hmm. some of them was Halo 3. Cause, you know, I see some people say, oh, Reach was great, but some people say, oh, Reach sucked. And then I see, yeah. see so it's like, you're not gonna please nobody. Because all of them are split.
All over the board.
Yeah, then it's got those people like, well, Halo 2 is the best. It's like, nothing's gonna be Halo 2.
Pretty much.
All right, so, let's see, the other news. There's some other news I had. Oh, yeah. Black Ops 3. Wait a minute. Is that it for me up here? Yeah. Well, there is something for Black Ops 3 I saw. There are their last DLC, which is on September 6th. It's called Salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Which means about a month later, we'll be on the PC and Xbox One. I forgot this game was still on the 360 and PS3. And that's just multiplayer only.
Right.
Oh, this will not be on that system. Those systems. So the DLC is not available on Xbox 360 or PS3.
You chose wrong.
So wait a minute. Did you still pay the same price for a season pass on that system?
I don't know.
That's interesting, because that would be angry. But yeah, so it's... Here's what the map pack has. It's a Citadel... Well, I think there's like a couple maps that are from older games. Mm-hmm. And it said, the Citadel takes players to a medieval castle. This map features close quarters combat and narrow hallways. And there's a place called Micro, which shrinks players down as they fight it out on a fully stocked picnic table. Oh, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Outlaw is a reimagined Black Ops 2 standoff map. This time out, it's been done up in a Wild West theme. And Rupture takes the World at War map outskirts and dresses up for Black Ops 3's futuristic setting. So there's no zombie mode or anything. Oh, wait a minute. It says Salvation includes four maps and the final chapter of the Origin Zombies cooperative mode story. So you can finally see the end of that story, which I barely know the beginning. Time to see any other news, Oh, yeah, Evolve! I saw this. Evolve is getting a co-op story mission.
Huh.
And it's free.
Wow. Check them out.
Yeah, it's like you infiltrate the Queen of the Gorgons. Well, the Queen of the Gorgons has infiltrated and occupied a Wraith containment facility. Your team needs to make its way through the lair through aggressive, infected wildlife and Gorgon spawn. This is probably what I want from this game, because I always wanted something like
probably what you want.
Left 4 Dead. I always wanted something Left 4 Dead, and like you wreck it's a team, not this 4v1. I mean, this is cool. This is cool. I'm going to try this out. Okay, when does this come out? The game is still in beta on PC. Okay. Wait a minute. Starting. Oh, it's out. It's out now.
All right. Get on that.
Still see people bitching about this game. People are like, why are they just putting this in now? What they putting it in, man? We already know they fucked up. Okay? We all know this game. So
in
better
those
what
people's
it was.
Defense, they bought it on the console.
Who knows? They probably didn't buy the fucking game.
No, they absolutely did not. Nobody bought that fucking game.
Though. Yeah, exactly. A lot of people bitches should be the ones who bought the game.
But then nobody could bitch. Because the people that actually own the game are probably still playing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, people are complaining. Well, there are a few people who are actually complaining. Like, why is this? I want this on consoles. Because, yeah, it's still on PC. But they're still testing it out on PC. Because, like I said, it's still technically in beta. That finally screw you over.
I don't doubt that for a second.
I think that's it.
All right. Run through the new releases then.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so Inside is now out on the PS4. Check that out.
And listen to our podcast.
And listen to our podcast afterwards. Or during, or before. Who cares? Just listen. Madden NFL 2017, or 17, is now out on PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. Listen to our podcast about that one, too. King of Fighters 14 is now out on the PS4. It's all 3D and whatnot. You got Worms, WMD, PS4, Xbox One.
I know you like that game. I never could get into it. I did play a lot of the one that was free. I think that was the one that was free on Xbox One. And not a lot, but enough. I think I played like level. And I mean, it's all right. I just couldn't just stay with it like I wanted to.
I played Worms back in the day, like the first one with my friend a lot, but after that, like not much else. I always tried them, but it was never the same. All right, and then Abduction, which is now out on the Oculus, which is from the creators of Myst.
Oh, yeah.
It looks pretty cool. It's a puzzle game. Yeah. It seems really interesting. I haven't seen reviews for it yet. I haven't really looked.
But I don't think you'll begin on Oculus.
Have an Oculus. So. Yeah. Come on, you can write it off as a business expense.
Yeah. So. You know, he might could.
But it definitely looks interesting. I figured it was worth mentioning. So check that out if you have an Oculus. Let us know. If it's actually any good.
Yeah, let us know.
Because we don't have one. All right. So you got anything else for the week, Dominic?
No. Oh, yeah. But I see that freaking Nintendo, you know, they got Super Mario 64 Nintendo. DS.
Yeah.
Coming out on the Wii U.
Yeah.
So you can buy that and Super Mario 64? I mean, though, in their defense, this one, you know, you can play as Yoshi and Luigi, and who was the other guy? Was it a Toadstool? Who was the fourth one? It was four people. Is it Wario?
Maybe. I think it was Wario.
Yeah, maybe it's Wario. But
it doesn't make any sense, though.
Yeah. Well, none of that makes sense.
That's true.
Because good point. I want to know. If Yoshi, can you still see Yoshi on top of the castle?
And then if you get on top of Yoshi, what does it look like?
Yeah, exactly. What's Yoshi going on top of Yoshi?
But Yoshi riding Yoshis.
I'm going to know how it looks. I mean, it probably just does what it does with the other games.
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing about that would be the fact that, you know, it would actually control well as opposed to having like the fake analog stick on the touchscreen.
Because I had this game.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I did. I was so happy again. I was like, what the fuck? I don't want to play this game on this. I was like, I don't want this. Then I realized, I don't want certain games I didn't want to play on a handheld. I was like, this is not the type of game I want to play on a handheld. Mm-hmm. Like something like Mario 3D, how to make Mario 3D Land, where it's like, yes, it's 3D, but it's kind of isometric and 2D-ish, you know, something of that nature.
It was different.
Yeah.
And that was cool. What was cool about it?
Yeah, it is Wario. It is Wario.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't make damn sense.
Yeah, because I remember the they had the mini games that they added in that stuff too. And I wonder if you can play those in that Wii version. Probably not, because you would have to have it online, I guess, because you couldn't play it on the same console. I don't know. That stuff doesn't make sense.
It says the Super Nintendo celebrated 25 years right now, which is why we recently... Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. But it is the 25th year. It is the 20...
Which is recently why we did a countdown of 100 games. Yeah. So listen to that podcast, too.
Super Metroid is number Street one. Fighter 2 Turbo. Hyper Fighting is coming also. Street Fighter Alpha 2.
What?
Those on the, those on the 3DS. Those on the 3DS.
Oh, okay.
But it says, of course, since they're Super Nintendo games, you'll only be able to play them on the new 3DS.
And my Vita. I mean, what? What'd you say, Dominic? I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
fucking
that's it.
Nintendo. All right, guys. With that, we're out of here. Thank you again for listening each and every week. If you got anything to say to us, let us know on Twitter at SuperPod. Dominic's at DinoMans. I'm at RegulusMB. You can go to SuperPod.com. You can post comments there as well. You can rate us on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play Music if you enjoyed this or any of our previous episodes. It really helps us out. I don't know how, but it makes us feel good. It's nice seeing numbers go up and things like that. And I guess until next week, guys, we're out of here. See you later.
All right, see you.